sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. You want to get in 215-592-9494. Talking a lot about Kyle Schwarber. Historic night last night. Four home runs against the Braves at Citizens Bank Park. And whether you're feeling like we overreacted to the Mets series a little bit, just a little bit, after the Phils lose three in a row to New York. They bounced back in a big way last night. Hopefully they can keep it going tonight. Ranger Suarez on the mound. Rangers pitched great his last couple times out. He gets his opportunity to go against the Braves tonight. I think it's Bryce Elder going for Atlanta. Dude stinks. I mean, the Phillies could score 19 more again tonight. How many homers Kyle Schwarber go for against Bryce
He's
Elder?
He's no Cal Quantrill, though.
No.
Ask you.
Yeah, Cal Quantrill.
Caught a stray.
How's that dude in the major leagues, honestly?
Because of the game he had. What was it last year? A couple years ago?
I don't remember this
game. So he was with the Rockies last year?
Yeah, what he was...
Well, the Phillies were... I mean, the Phillies were doing that thing where they just chase everything, and Cal Quantrill ended up beating them. And we're like, how did this happen? Like, this guy stinks. And he was like, man, he was good yesterday. Like,
he wasn't good.
No, the Phillies were bad.
Yeah.
He was good that day.
The great thing is last night, Kevin Stocker on the radio broadcast is talking about how he's with Atlanta now and Miami was pulling him early and this is a great opportunity for him because now maybe he'll get to go deeper into games and stuff. And after he gave up like eight runs, it was like, okay, well, maybe this is why they didn't allow him to go that deep into games. Maybe he's not that good. But did we overreact to the Mets series? I want to get on that. Friday, Friday today, what are you bringing to a barbecue? Best answer, wins a pair of tickets, Delaware State versus Norfolk State at the Link on Thursday, October 30th. Eagles legends Deshaun Jackson, Michael Vick return to Lincoln Financial Field to face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. So a chance to win those tickets. We'll get back to the phones in a few minutes here, but we do need to mention the monumental blockbuster trade that occurred in the NFL yesterday as the Dallas Cowboys trade Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. They get two first round picks. They get a 30-year-old defensive tackle in Kenny Clark, who I guess is going to help them stop the run. He's going to help them stop the run.
In the day and age,
I don't know how many sacks he's going to get.
The passing lead.
He had one sack last year, and they just traded a guy. Hugh, do you want to know the list of players who've had at least 12 sacks in their first 4 years in the NFL? Do you know how many players are on that list?
At least 12 in the first 4 years?
Yeah.
Man, it ain't many. Reggie White,
yep.
I would say.
Hugh Douglas?
No, I had 10 my first year. No, I'm not on that list.
Fell off a cliff.
No, because I got hurt. I had 8 the next year, something like that. But no, I'm not on that list. Reggie White, definitely. Derek Thomas?
No, it's Reggie White and it's Micah Parsons.
That's it?
It's a two-man list.
Damn.
Yeah. So the Cowboys can't work out a contract. They trade Micah Parsons. Jerry Jones is an idiot. Like, let's just be honest about it here. He has no clue what he's doing. I cannot believe that the Cowboys actually traded that guy. I mean, it's absolutely unreal, Hugh.
I can for a bunch of different reasons, man. This is to me, and I've said that Pop Jones was going to have a viral moment. This ain't the same thing, but it kind of is in a sense. Because listen to that press conference. I have never heard of a press conference like the one he had where he just basically took a dump on Micah Parsons and his abilities. And everybody else is looking at him like, what are you doing? This is one of those ones, people, where you got to really read the tea leaves and read how this thing played out over the last couple of months. Now, I'm going to say this. I think that on some level, Jerry Jones was trying to play dirty pool. Jerry Jones was being disrespectful to Micah Parsons' agent by going behind his back, trying to get things done by talking to Michael directly. And then for him to have the audacity to go on Michael Irvin's podcast and try to disparage the agent, that tells you everything that you need to know. And then when this deal blew up, Jerry went on national TV and talked about how bad Micah Parsons was and everybody in Cowboyland. I hope y'all be able to read between the lines, folks, because this dude is a bad dude, man. He's a bad dude. He's a bad dude. He got mad at the end of the day. He got mad because Micah didn't undercut his agent. And his agent's there to help guide him and put him in the direction that's going to put more money in his pocket.
Right.
That's what this was. That at the end of the day, that's what this was.
Exactly. And in the end, Jerry Jones chose his ego over a Hall of Fame player. Yeah. Like, that's what happened here.
Yeah.
He chose his ego over a Hall of Fame player. I can't believe it. I mean, I just thought eventually, you know, cooler heads would prevail. But Kyle, what is your instant reaction?
Well, personally, I appreciate Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I love Jerry Jones, honestly. I want him to live and run that organization forever. Yeah.
I mean, trading him into the NFC for one is a wild move.
Yeah.
Not only that, trade him to a team that you got to see early. The season.
Week four, and Sunday night in Dallas. That's going to be incredible.
That's eliminated them from the postseason recently.
Yeah. Scored 50 points on them.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, the Packers look like they're going to be another contending team again, a playoff team at least. So that's a late first round pick now. Maybe two late first round picks. Who traded Jamal Adams? The Jets traded Jamal Adams. They got two firsts for him. I mean, it's a bad return for the Cowboys.
Absolutely. And I'd say for the Eagles, like, obviously long term, it's better that Micah Parsons is out of the division. Like, there's no question about that. But I'd say short term for this year, I think this is not great news for the Eagles because this makes the Packers a lot better. I think the Packers are a legit threat. And I don't know, I think the Eagles are certainly one of the best teams in the NFC. I don't think they're far and away just like the best team in the conference.
I'll tell you this. And I was like, full disclosure, I found out about the trade while I was at the UD Delaware State game. Because I was like, are you kidding me? And I got a phone call immediately after that from a friend of mine that's in the coaching ranks. And we were talking about, he asked me, what did I think about it? And I said, to be honest, I heard about it on my way back from the game. And my thought was, everything that Jerry Jones said about him basically was true, but you never hear owners talk that negatively about their own players. Because Micah Parsons is a hell of a pass rusher. But here's the one caveat. He's going to a running division. A division that likes to run the football. So he's probably going to still have some decent numbers. But, you know, when you talk about the Detroit Lions, you talk about the Minnesota Vikings, they run the football. The Chicago Bears, they are three of the most balanced teams that you're going to play against. Even in our division, we like to throw the football. We're a throwing division. You know, we've kind of turned into a running division with Saquon.
The Eagles, yeah.
But, you know, when you talk about the division that he went into, man, his mettle is going to be tested. And that's what we're going to see. I still think he'll probably get 8 to 10 sacks. The fact that he hasn't been at training camp, he might be a little bit behind eight ball. I don't think he's going to be as effective, but to Kyle's point, Green Bay does look more formidable with Micah Parsons on that squad. They definitely look that.
Absolutely. And I think he's going to have a monster year. And that division's really good. I mean, the Vikings, Lions,
Packers. They run the rock, man. They run the rock.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good division. But want to know, do you think the Eagles are clearly in a class of their own when it comes to the NFC? 215-592-9494. Because I don't. I think there are going to be teams. I mean, everybody in that division. I think San Francisco could be back this year. Tampa Bay is always pretty good. They're clearly the best team, I think, in the South. So want to know if you think the Eagles are still in a class of their own. I'm not so sure. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to the phones in the next segment. Are the Eagles still in a class that are in the NFC? We'll react to that. The Parsons trade in the Phillies. Did last night help you get over the Mets series? Plus, we will hear some from Jerry Jones following the trade of Micah Parsons yesterday. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did made a commitment to Michael this spring, Micah, and paid him, and to pay him.
Is that English?
What's that?
What is it? What Jerry Jones just said.
Yes. Michael Parson.
Yeah, first off, learn the guy's name. His name is Micah.
That's incredible.
Micah.
Yeah, he, yeah.
Not Michael.
he told you everything that happened. He undercut the agent, and he went to Michael personally.
Yep.
Michael.
Michael.
He went to Michael personally.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Michael listened to his agent. Because let me tell you, people, what Jerry is doing is disrespectful on so many different levels. He know that man's name. Go back and look at some of the old cuts where he pronounced his name the right way.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. That's what you call sneak dissing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's out there sneak dissing by not pronouncing your name the right way and doing all the stuff that you're doing. And then how many press conferences have you seen with a player of his caliber get talked about so bad after he leaves, about how much he was a liability? If he was so much of a liability, you should have let him go when he started asking for money in the first place.
Right.
You're mad because it didn't work out your way. You know what you're mad? You're mad because his agent had the audacity to challenge you. Like, that's what we're talking about. His agent, Micah Parsons' agent, had the audacity to stand up to you and tell you, no, this ain't what we doing.
Right.
And so that's why he's mad.
And this is the thing. And the things Jerry Jones is saying aren't adding up here, and they're not making sense. And we'll get back to the phones in a second. I want to get on the Phillies, whether we overreacted to the Mets series or not. And also, are the Eagles in class that are in the NFC? You're welcome to. But first, I want to let you hear a little bit from Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones yesterday, trying to do damage control after this trade. First, here was Jerry talking about what this trade means for the Cowboys.
Decided that it was in the best interest of our team to take the consideration that we have. We appreciate his 4 years. But we can take that consideration and we can win in our minds more than had we gone the other route and signed. That's not a negative on Micah. That's just unique to our circumstances.
Now, that's BS, that this is in the best interest of the Cowboys. Because if that was true, then you would have just traded him before the draft.
Yeah.
Like, you would have traded in the offseason. You were trying to get a contract done with him. Like, last week,
yeah,
you wanted to get a contract done with them. So this clearly isn't what you thought was in the best interest of the team.
No, it's not. It's the audacity for somebody to try to stand up to you. That's what this is, man. You cannot tell me any different. And you went out and you got Michael Irvin because you and Michael are cool. And you tried to win this in a court of public opinion by saying, well, the agent told me to kiss his butt. Why did he tell you to kiss his butt, Jerry? Because obviously you did something that was disrespectful. That they, you know what, they have too much dignity. Him and Micah have too much dignity to tell you how the real negotiations went down. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I'm interested to hear Micah Parsons' side of this story, which I'm sure we'll hear at some point.
He should write a book.
He really should. But here was more, and this was just incredible because, you know, getting to the pass are very important in this day and age in the NFL. But not to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones focused on something different from his defense.
But the facts are, specifically, we need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. And when you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time, and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
It is 2025 in the NFL. It's a passing league. We all know that.
Yes.
And Jerry Jones, I don't want one of the best pass rushers in NFL history. I want to get a 30-year-old defensive tackle in Kenny Clark because we need to stop the run. That's what we need to do.
I didn't catch that he called him Michael again.
Yeah, that was a pretty strong Michael.
It's meant to be disrespectful. Don't get it twisted. He did that on purpose. Everything that Jerry Jones does at this point when it came to Micah Parsons, it was personal. The fact that he started calling him Michael from the gate was meant to be disrespectful.
I just don't think he's that calculated.
No,
I think he's losing it, man.
He is losing it.
It's probably a little bit of both.
It's an old guy thing to mess up names.
Yeah.
It's it's a little bit of that because I do it on a daily basis. But still, for him in this situation, like Kyle, if you're negotiating with somebody and if you're serious about keeping them there, that's the first thing you're going to do. You know what? You know why Steph Curry is not with Nike? Because when Nike went to go negotiate with him, they kept calling him the wrong name. They kept calling him, was it Stephen?
Stephen.
Or something, but his name is Stephen.
Yes.
Curry.
Yes.
And they disrespected him by calling him the wrong name. It's a big deal, man.
Weren't you screwing up somebody's name when you were on New York radio station?
Oh, yeah, and that's why he got upset.
Whose name did you screw
up? I was calling
Brandon Tierney. Tierney. You were calling Brian,
and I was
right?
calling BT. Him Brian.
Oh, okay.
But, well, that's, but in, my, know, in my defense,
not great.
In my defense, he never corrected me.
Oh, that's great.
And when I found out that I did it, he never invited me on the show again. So I own that one. Because I can't. But you know what?
Oh, God,
and that,
so
that day that I talked to him.
Not even Brendan, Brian.
No, and the day that I talked to him, I had just got off the phone with Brian Westbrook.
Okay.
So Brian was on the top of my brain. No, I'm just saying what it was.
Brian Westbrook or Brendan Westbrook?
But he didn't correct me because he was on with Tiki.
Maybe he had Michael Irvin on his mind, Jerry.
I don't know. But the bottom line is this, is that when you do that, it's meant to be disrespectful. Just like say if I'm out and like, you know, we were talking about short kings earlier.
Yeah. Yep.
I will go like if I feel like I'm being disrespected, I'll say, hey, little fella. You know what I'm saying? Please, I will do that.
Please like, don't call me little fella.
No, I wouldn't do you
all
like
right,
that.
Thank you.
But
man.
Yeah, because like, for example, last night. You know, we're at the game, University of Delaware game, right? So the security guard was there, right? And he said, "Oh, he said you play for the Birds, right?" And he was like, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, I did." He said, "Hollis Thomas."
Oh no!
I said, "No, I'm not Hollis Thomas." And he said, "Well, who are you?" I said, "None of your business, because if you don't know who I am, you don't need to know."
Yeah,
that's disrespectful.
Yeah,
like if you don't know who I am, that's fine. You don't have to know. You don't have to, but don't say with conviction that I'm somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then come back and ask me who I am.
Right. And this is the thing. Jerry Jones has known this guy for 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't. You don't do that because it's the. That's just like Jeffrey Lurie calling Jalen Hurts. Jaquan Hurts or Jaquan.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think that's it might be a little different than
but
that.
But no, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's like Jaquan. If he said Jaquan.
Yeah.
Or Jaylon or whatever, he mispronounced his name. You know what I mean?
No,
well,
I get
then,
it.
Well, hold on. Maybe he's mixing him up with Saquon.
Or he say, yeah. Or if he say Nolan Smith calling him Noah Smith.
Yeah.
That's okay. Not my name.
That's a little more.
That's it's disrespectful, man. It's like, I know for a lot of people, it might be not that big of a deal. If you call me the wrong name, then your best bet is not to say nothing else to me because I'm not going to – anything after that, I'm not responding to because it's disrespectful. It's real disrespectful. Jerry knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he knew exactly what he was doing.
That's where I push back.
Well, I think
he did.
I'm with you.
I think he did.
I think it's a little bit –
his actions lately lead you to believe that he knows what he's doing.
So let me ask you this, Kyle. If Jerry's that absent-minded and he's the leader of the Dallas Cowboys – and you are trying to sign your player. How about your old ass get a cue card and write his name on the cue card? Just write Micah in big bold like, letters.
I don't think where I'll agree is I don't think he cares enough to do that.
That's what I'm saying. He made it personal.
But like, I guess the way you're painting it is though it's calculated and malicious in that way.
It is.
Which I don't see that.
I think the
man's just losing it.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think he's absolutely losing it. Like, he's an old guy. Old guys mess up names. But to the other point, he doesn't care enough to get it right. Like, he doesn't care enough to, like, make a point to get it
like
right.
Like, Michael and Micah is at least, like, I don't... We've heard way worse butcherings before.
Yeah.
By people who call the station.
Castellanos.
And even by you, Hugh. Like, I mean...
But it's not... It's in this situation, Kyle... It's not. I hear what you're saying, and you're right. Because and we do that tongue in cheek.
Joe Camerata.
But when you're negotiating with somebody, it's a sign of disrespect, and you have to do better. Like it's meant to be disrespectful.
So yeah, obviously he has to do better. I guess like the only spot I'll disagree in is that I think he's just losing his mind.
Yeah.
The man's in his 80s.
I hear what you're saying, but I you cannot convince me. This whole thing, when you go back and if you connect the dots with this whole story, the fact that he went behind the agent's back, the fact that he tried to litigate this in the court of public opinion.
Yes. It was ridiculous.
All of this is calculated to me.
The bottom line is either way, Jerry Jones should not be running the Cowboys anymore.
And I mean, who's going to stop you?
No, nobody's going to stop
Steven,
him. And that's great.
Stephen?
Yes, Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones.
Well, his son and himself, he corrected himself in the thing and, you know, made sure he said Micah.
Yeah, because
Steven at one point was like Micah.
Yeah.
Like, I think he just screwed the name up. Everything else, I agree. Like, it's negotiating tactics. And I think to some degree, at least, like, he's dealt with those situations before. He's negotiated tons of contracts. He let the Dak thing go up to opening day last year, or was it the year before? The CD thing, like he's been in the spot before, so the negotiating stuff is calculated. Screwing up the guy's name, I think it's just like he's being an old guy.
Those other two guys. I think the situation was a lot different than the one that he was in with Micah.
Well, clearly, yeah,
because of the fact that he went behind the agent's back to try to get a deal done. That's the thing that we're not talking about. That's the big part of it, about this that I believe is going on. The fact that he admitted that he had a deal done with Michael, or he talked to Micah about doing a deal, and it had a...
Did you just call him Michael?
I called him Micah.
Yeah.
I called him Michael.
He got it right.
But hell, I'm not. But you know what? If I call him Michael, I don't care. I'm not trying to sign.
No, it was just handled horribly. To Hugh's point about the agent, like one of the big deals in the NFL, if you're going to run an organization, if you're going to be a GM, if you're going to negotiate contracts, you need to have good relationships with these agents. And the fact that he doesn't do that is crazy to me.
And you know what's funny? Because the one thing as an agent, as an NFL agent that you want to do is you don't want to burn bridges. Jerry Jones burnt a bridge.
Absolutely.
He burnt a bridge. And now, when the Dallas Cowboys get another player of that caliber, negotiations are probably going to break down.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a terrible, terrible, terribly handled situation by the Cowboys. No question about it. 215-592-9494.
I got to tell you.
If you want to get in.
I think you called him Michael.
Let me hear
you. Oh, my God.
I said it fast, but I said Michael.
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
I give Hugh the benefit of the doubt.
But no, I hear what you're saying. But again, I am not negotiating with Micah Parsons. I'm not trying to sign him. You know, and if I want – the worst thing that I could do is in a negotiation situation. That's just like if I'm negotiating with the radio station. And I did this when I first got here. I called Yad – David Yagaroff, I called him Yad or Yaz. He said, no, it's Yad.
That's not good.
How'd you get the job?
Yeah, that's not good.
No, but he let me know immediately
that
I pronounced his last name wrong.
Or if you're calling Rob.
Yes. But the point is this. Yad knew exactly. He said, I pronounced it wrong, and he corrected me, and I never did it again. Because that was because he perceived it as disrespectful.
Right.
And I picked up on that.
Right.
And I never did it again.
I'll give you about 30 more years, buddy.
I do wonder how many times behind closed doors, you know, this has happened with Jerry Jones, calling him Michael. But unbelievable. Yeah. Just unbelievable situation. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
QTK, Kyle, what's up?
What's up, Terrence?
Man, they need to check the water down in Dallas, man. First they trade Luka, now they trade in Michael. Nah, but to me, man, it's a shame when you got an organization, a bunch of yes men. Jerry Jones don't care about winning no more. This guy, I want to touch on the Phillies real quick, but I want to touch on Jerry Jones because this organization in Dallas is a disaster. He went the whole offseason with his contract dispute with Michael Parsons to only trade him before the season starts. He wanted their attention. This guy is—he's going senile. Somebody need to check him into a home somewhere because he's losing it, and his son and everybody around him is a bunch of yes men. So Dallas, man, they're a disaster. That only opens it up for the Eagles to run all over these guys next Thursday night. So Let's get it.
Well, I don't know, Terrence. I mean, they got a 30-year-old defensive tackle in Kenny Clark. I'm worried they're going to be able to stop the run better now.
They'll stop it. Yeah. They ain't gonna stop the pass, though.
Gotta stop the run.
All right. I'm not impressed, TK. I know you like the little forced war bombs, the 19 rounds.
Little.
I'm not impressed. I don't care because I want the same energy when we play the Mets, and I want the same energy in the postseason. It shouldn't take being at home and not playing the Mets to have this kind of outcome. You know what I mean? Because you're going to have to play on the road in the playoffs, and there's an 80% chance that if the Mets do make the playoffs, they're going to have to play them either way. So I'm not impressed. What was this energy when the Bully was here? When the Bully was around? We got Debo for 3 straight games, but when they leave, we hitting again. When they leave, we hitting again. I want to see the same energy, TK, Kyle, Hugh. I want to see when the postseason, when the lights the brightest, when we got to play the Mets and these top teams, I want to see. We all know this team is talented. We know this team can hit. We need this team to unlock that when we're facing these other big-time teams.
Well, Terrence, I get it, and I understand what you're saying, but the bottom line is, like, the series happened. Like, there's nothing they can do to erase it. There's nothing else they can do right now except bounce back against the team that they're playing. And after that series, I mean, the fact they came back, scored 19 runs, I think is a positive sign.
Well, TK, the Mets were trash. The Braves were trash. They might have been just a trash pitcher. And I know you said we played Seattle. Seattle is average to me. I don't even think Seattle's going to end up making the playoffs. So we should have, like, next week when we play these guys, we got to go in there smelling blood, what we didn't do this time. And I know only thing I'll say in their defense is this whole week coming up without Wheeler was the first full week of the new rotation. So it was the first time Sanchez was being the first number one starter on the road. He never done that before, you know. So I'll give him a pass this time to get comfortable in a rotation because, guys, like it or not, Sanchez is going to have to get comfortable playing on the road, whether he likes it or not, because he's become, you know, the number one ace now because on our team. So it can't just be at home. We're going to have to win some games on the road. I know, like, the home cooking and all this other stuff, but we have to have the same mentality on the road and when we play the Mets. I mean, play this other team because, you know, it's not going to get any easier. It's going to be a tough road coming down. And our best is going to have to come through if we're going to want to win this thing.
Yeah, and the big thing is they need to get that 2 seed. I mean, that's the most important thing, Terrence. Yeah. What do you have for for our Tri-Day Friday? What are you bringing to a barbecue?
See, man, this is what you got to do, man. You got to bring, first of all, bring some cognac. You got to bring some banging, some bombs. My dad makes some, I don't know if I had some macaroni salad before.
Macaroni salad.
You
got to
make some girls, man.
Well, a ton of answers there, Terrence. Too many.
That was like 5 different things.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait a minute. I heard macaroni salad.
Cognac, macaroni salad, women.
And girls.
Yeah.
Come on, Terrence. I'm disappointed. Terrence knows how to play the game, right? Maybe I should have cut him off earlier.
That was cheap, yep.
What is macaroni? I'm trying to remember what macaroni salad is.
Well, let's workshop this.
And now I'm
trying to remember.
Have you ever heard of, like, pasta salad?
I don't see, like, salads like that at barbecues. I don't really fool with those too much.
Okay. They're pretty frequent,
it's pasta
though.
Salad. Like, it's not like a...
Oh, so that's what macaroni basically is, pasta salad?
Yeah.
But it's, what else would it be?
But it's a macaroni type of salad.
I mean, what's in it? Celery? I'm pretty sure
mayo.
Celery. Of course, mayo. That's like the staple.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what is in macaroni salad. I got to figure that out.
All right.
I'm about to rack my
brain.
I'm having a pop-pop moment.
I'll tell you what. I'm disappointed in Terrence for giving such bad answers. Maybe I'm validated in the way I ran him before the Aziz Ojolari interview.
Yeah, that was a
couple weeks ago.
He threw out like 50 things.
215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we'll get to more of your calls on all this stuff when we get back. Phillies and whether we overreacted to the Mets series, Eagles and whether they're clearly the top team in the NFC at this point. Packers got a lot better with that trade yesterday. We get to more of your calls. Plus, we'll hear some of the craziest coping from Dallas dealing with the Micah Parsons thing and Michael Irvin's reaction as well. You won't want to miss this. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Get excited, people. Week 1 kicks off next Thursday. Let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. A.J. Brown is back in the fold for the Eagles. Hopefully this year, he'll have a better year than he had last year. Last year, he had 67 receptions, 1,079 yards, and 7 TDs. So we're hoping for more out of that this year. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatic Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. And this football season, Where else would you want to be other than Fanatic Sportsbook, the home of fair play, protecting all football pro player prop bets across straight parlays and SGPs all season long from any first half injury. 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, giving an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Protect your parlays from injuries. Switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first half for all pro football games. Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I can't believe this, man. I've been here all day. I can't believe this. I cannot believe we just traded Michael Parsons.
Well, there you go. That was a dejected Michael Irvin yesterday. Michael Irvin. After
it sounded like Michael called. He called Michael. Michael.
Did he?
It sounded like he did.
It's dude. It's close. I'm telling you.
But this is Kyle, taking again. Over the show. Michael Micah controversy.
Again, I feel very vindicated. Dude, you accidentally called him Michael. Just like
I did not.
10
I did not
ago.
Accidentally call
oh,
him
did?
Michael.
I, mean,
I said
did.
Micah.
We ran the tape.
And I said Micah. Mm-mm. I said it fast.
I'm defending you. I think you said Micah.
Micah.
Micah. Mm-mm. I think.
Are you serious?
That's Micah.
I think it was.
Listen, all right. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Mm. I said Micah.
You called him Michael, man. TK heard it.
Okay, fine.
I'm backing you.
I'm going to say okay, fine, but at the end, the bottom line is this. I'm not Jerry Jones, and I'm not negotiating a contract with him. And if I'm trying to get Micah Parsons to stay, the bottom line is I have to pronounce his name better.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
it's easy to miss all.
No, but to your point, it did sound like Michael Irvin said Michael Parsons.
Yep.
It did. Because I mean Michael Irvin, let's face it. He's a Jerry Jones plant. I mean he got played. Yeah, he is.
He got played.
I mean, let's face it. Jerry Jones has used Michael Irvin to try to get his message across, and that was great audio yesterday. And this is the best part because this was right before the trade happened. Michael Irvin talking about Micah Parsons and what was going to happen, how this whole thing was going to play out.
Michael Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Michael Parsons to go anywhere. All of it, all of this is part of the negotiations. And as I talked to Jerry the other day on my podcast, and he was talking about it the other day when he tried to make that offer, he said somebody told him to shove it up his rear and all of that. Honestly, it blew my mind. It blew my mind that any kind of conversation like that would be going on in a situation like this. Michael Parsons, I want him to take control of this thing and say, I don't care about you two and whatever y'all got going. Get y'all butts in a room and get my money on that paper. That's what you need to be doing. So I'm hoping that's what gets done. But I guarantee Michael Parsons not going anywhere. Jerry's not that crazy. This is all what we call just negotiation stuff.
That is amazing. I didn't realize he said that.
He said, Jerry ain't that crazy.
And that's why he was so dejected in that sound, because I think he knows, oh, no, he's not on Jerry's good side anymore.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this, man.
No, because it's everything that we're talking about.
It's the best day ever, man.
It's the level of disrespect that was displayed.
Yeah.
And whatever. He disrespected him.
It is just great, like the coping that is going on in Dallas right now, too. Because they're trying to put their spin. I've seen some people trying to justify this trade. It's unjustifiable. It's a terrible trade. Here was our sister station yesterday, 105.3 The Fan, giving their take after all this went down.
I don't give a damn about Micah Parsons. He's the enemy now. Week 4 just became the biggest game in the NFL season. Packers at Cowboys, AT&T Stadium.
Revenge
game. You can
hear
it right here on your home at Dallas Cowboys football, 105.3 The Fan. But what did the Cowboys get? Is it just the two ones? Is there a player that we don't know about yet? And I think I would have tried to push this thing for more, but the Cowboys clearly were saying, screw this, we want to get rid of this guy. This isn't going to work for us. I am just blown away and stunned that they actually did this. I did not think we would live in a world where Jerry and Steven would move a player of the status of a Micah Parsons. And I would like to applaud them for doing so.
Yes, I'll join you.
Because I think
applause.
Big picture, yeah. This is great for the organization.
Were they on a remote? Because it was just the one guy clapping. Nobody joined him in giving the Cowboys a standing round of applause for trading a future Hall of Fame pass rusher.
Before I say anything, is that the show that Jerry threatened to get them fired? Is that the same show or is that a different show?
You have got to be smoking something.
Is that
the, no,
is that
so the, he goes on the morning show. I think that was their afternoon show. Yeah.
Okay.
Credit to that guy for sneaking in the little promo, though, the home of the Dallas Cowboys.
So,
105.3 The Fan.
They're a sister station, right?
Yeah.
Whoever that host was, that was the stupidest take that I've ever heard. No disrespect. With all due respect.
With all due respect.
But that was stupid. You sat there and you should have just read from a script.
Yeah.
Like, you should have read from a script. Like, you let everybody know that you eat breakfast every Sunday at Jerry Jones' house by saying exactly what you said.
Exactly.
Because ain't no way on God's green earth. How is this better for the Cowboys?
It's not.
Tell me how is this better for the Cowboys? In what way? You got two first-round picks from a team that's going to be a playoff team, and Micah Parsons is going to help them get to the playoffs. So how is that helping you? And you got a 30-year-old D tackle. You trade away a 26-year-old guy for a 30-year-old D tackle, and you got better. Explain to me how.
But, Hugh, let me just play devil's advocate for a second. Kenny Clark is really good against the run. Like, he's very – he only had one sack last year.
You said that was sarcasm.
But he's very good against the run.
This is a – what – okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
I understand. No, I know you are. Yes. And I understand there we have to have some tay-to-tay. This is a passing league, right? What was the one of the biggest reasons why we won the Super Bowl last year? Is because they couldn't get to Jalen Hurts, right? They couldn't get to him. And for you to sit there and trade away a pass rusher of his caliber, and then for that guy at our sister station to go on the air with a straight face knowing that they're coming to – two things that came to mind. You're coming to Philadelphia the first game of the season, and you sit there and say with a straight face that the most important game is the fourth game of the season? Like, seriously?
Right.
And what on what planet or what team did you play for that the fourth game is the most important game? What about those other three?
Yeah.
Now, if anybody – let me stop because I'm – see, listen – Sister Station, all that. That was the stupidest thing that I've heard anybody say on the air. That was straight up stupid.
The most valuable things in the NFL are quarterback, offensive tackle, and pass rusher. I mean, they're the three most valuable things. Trading Micah Parsons makes no sense. It's a horrible move, bottom line.
This grown-ass man that does a radio station text said the most important game of the season for the – let me go look at the Dallas Cowboys schedule.
Yeah. Well,
he said the most important game – is the Green Bay game.
Because they know their season's over. That's all they have.
Like, Cowboy fans, that like what's his name said on Black Panther, is this your king? That's your man's? Is that your man's down there telling y'all that?
Absolutely awful trade. Let's go to Thomas and Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, last night's game, Schwarber on fire. I wasn't expecting four from him last night. I'm just glad that, we won one after the next series. I'm still a little ticked off with that series just because, you know, everything from last year. And is there a chance that we see them in the playoffs? I don't know where the Mets are in the wild card race, but I mean, you think we might face that?
Well, yeah, yes. It's a real possibility, Thomas. Yeah. I mean, if the Phillies end up being
talking about it like a whole.
If the Phillies end up being the three seed, the Mets are probably going to be the six, which would mean they play a three game series in the wild card round. Now, the good news would be all those games would be in Philadelphia. And if the Eagles or if the Phillies get the two, then the Dodgers would probably be the three. Then you'd have the bye and you'd face the winner of Dodgers Mets.
Gotcha, with the bad names. So I saw Garrett Stubbs a couple of years ago. I asked for his autograph, and I called him Jarrett Stubbs. And he's like, what you call me? And I'm like, no. Nah. I'm like, I don't know why I was even asking for his autograph, but I figured.
Yeah, Stubbs, I mean, that's a pretty bad mix.
So basically,
yeah, Jarrett. Okay.
So basically, he didn't give it to you after you messed up his name, and then you said you didn't want it in the first place.
Oh, so he didn't give it to you, Thomas?
I got it wrong. I got his name wrong.
But he got mad.
I said Jarrett.
Right.
Instead of Garrett.
But yeah. So he didn't give you the autograph?
No.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No.
Because you know why I didn't do it? Because it was disrespectful.
Yeah. Yep. To your point.
He's a backup catcher. But
that is disrespectful.
But you asked for his autograph and you were mad because you screwed up his name. Now you want to talk bad about
him. I'm a Thomas Sainz. He's just a backup catcher.
I was at the game last night. A coworker's son actually was the one who got the fourth home run.
Oh, my gosh.
I talked to his father. I'm like, hey, what's the offers? What's he getting? And he's like, he doesn't know yet. It happened right after. So I'm like, to have that baseball in your hands, I mean, is a great feeling. And also, hey, Jerry Jones, like, he's just making it easier for us. You know, we got Barkley from the Giants. You know, Mike is not on the Cowboys. I mean, he's just making our jobs easier to go out and win another East and hopefully win another Super Bowl.
No question about it, Thomas. What do you have? What are you bringing to a barbecue?
So I'm bringing a dessert, a banana pudding. And you can put rum in it.
No.
I don't know if you've ever tried that before.
Stop. You might as well stop right there.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thomas bringing banana pudding and putting rum in it? We ain't doing that.
He's not a fan of the banana pudding.
I love banana pudding. I don't think I'm going to like Thomas banana pudding, though, because it don't sound like Thomas know what he's doing when it comes to banana. Like, listen, TJ.
Sounds good. Banana pudding with rum in it? Sounds pretty good.
That must be a northern thing. Because I have an Aunt Jerry that's in Texas that she makes the absolute best banana pudding on the planet because she makes it with ice cream. She makes it with Bluebell ice cream. I don't know how she does it, but when I tell you she would give, like when I was living in Texas, she gave me a tub of it, and it didn't make it to the house. Like, it is that good. Like, if you want some good banana pudding, man, there needs to be somebody that makes it that has some deep southern roots that know what they're doing.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. 215-592-9494. We got Scott Fransky coming up next. It is a Fransky Friday. We'll talk to Scott. Obviously, what happened last night and the week that was for the Phillies. Calls on all this stuff we've been talking about as well. Also looking for what you're bringing to your Labor Day barbecue for a prize, Delaware State versus Norfolk State at the Link on October 30th. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, along with Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall's right around the corner, people. You know what that means? Two things: football season and pumpkin spice season. This year, Hatfield is taking the game to a whole new level with their newest game changer, pumpkin spice thick cut bacon. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.